In my short life of 14 years, I have often been told that I am lucky to be an American. When I was younger, I would nod my head politely. But now that I am older and hopefully wiser, I understand what they meant when they told a little kid that they were privileged to be part of the finest country on earth. America is the land of the free, the home of the brave, where you can start from the bottom and work your way to the top. After you have reached the zenith of your goals, you can look back on your path and bless the red, white, and blue, and thank those shining stars for giving you the opportunities that others can only dream of. That is what America gives to its people: hope, opportunities, and the path to success. With all that America gives to her people, there are certain responsibilities that we owe back. So, what exactly is my responsibility to America? In my opinion, the most important responsibilities that I owe to America are remembering the past, acknowledging the people who have made sacrifices, and being prepared to fill the shoes of those before me. They say that those who forget history are doomed to repeat it. This will be the inevitable path of this nation if we do not remember the good and bad decisions that have shaped the America we know today. To err is human, therefore every country is going to make mistakes. But by heeding the proper warnings of the past, we can chart a different future. It is our duty as the current and future leaders to ward off ignorance so that we can make responsible decisions in the present. It is incumbent on Americans to know our history. Understanding our successes and our failures helps us form a more dynamic understanding on current situations. We can take pride in the fact that our country's accomplishments have far outweighed her faults. We can look to the flag with our hearts just a little bit lighter and our pride just a little more profound. Pride is important. It helps us stand taller, fight longer, and act smarter. Pride in our country has to include pride in the many Americans who have sacrificed so much for our country. Feeling pride in sacrifices means much more than acknowledging the accomplishments of Washington or Jefferson. It means recognizing the sometimes nameless people that worked to protect America. When I think about my grandfather who fought in World War II, my uncles who fought in Vietnam and Afghanistan, and my dad who has served in the military for more than 20 years, I feel an overwhelming sense of pride and gratitude for their courageous acts. To all that have served in the armed forces, and for all Americans who have stood up and defended their rights, I would like to say thank you, because your sacrifices have protected my freedom and my rights. I can imagine the bravery and courage that it took to stand on the front lines of combat, raise your voice when people seem deaf, or even fight your own small battles every day to make America just a little bit safer, freer, better. I feel an immense sense of pride in saying that I have control of my future, that I can make a difference in the world, all because those before me realized that these were things that every person should be able to say. Soon, it will be my turn to make my own sacrifices, stand my own ground, and fight my own battles. I may not hold a gun, but I can hold a pen. I can use my voice to make sure that my responsibility to America is upheld. That responsibility is to do what my country needs. If America needs her people to have the courage to stand up for their freedoms, I will stand tall. If she needs defenders that will fight until victory is ours, I will fight. If she needs people to stand up for the voiceless, my voice will never falter. If she needs people to ask the hard questions and demand answers, I will ask. She needs me to serve in any way that I can, and that is what I will do. I will gladly do my part to make sure that America remains a safe, fair, improving nation. The most important responsibilities that I owe to America are best summarized by Ronald Reagan. He once said, "We will always remember. We will always be proud. We will always be prepared. So we will always be free." This quote rings true to me because if we don't remember, we repeat. And if we aren't proud, we aren't united. And if we aren't prepared, then we are vulnerable. But if we do remember, if we are proud and prepared as I know us to be, then we will always be the land of the free, the home of the brave.